mercy of Jesus. Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church, and this is, our Sunday school course. Amen. Sister Latasha, I muted you because you had a lot of noise in your background, but you can unmute yourself through your phone when the noise stops. Praise God. Amen. This is our Sunday school. Amen. And we welcome you to the Sunday school class. Amen. And we're happy for all those that are on and those that are coming on. Amen. For there is a word from the Lord. Amen. This Sunday school class is every Sunday at 12 p.m. as the Lord allows. Amen. Via conference call. And that number is 605-313-5111. Access code 151647 pound. Amen. And so, amen, for those of you that will listen via broadcast, call in, amen, hallelujah, and be blessed through the word of God when it is hot off the press. Amen. Amen, beloved, praise God. And so, Sister Latasha, are you able to open us up in prayer for this Sunday school lesson?
Yes, ma'am. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
praise
Jesus.
God.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To your name, oh God. Oh, Father God,
Lord,
I lift
Lord,
you
Lord,
up
Lord,
on
Lord.
Today, oh God. Oh God, I come to just say thank you, oh God. Oh God, touch each and every one from Cornerstone Deliverance Church on today, oh God. Oh Father, cover Apostle Asia Heard and her family, oh God. Oh Father God, we thank you for another Sunday that we can come and sit and seek after you, oh God.
Yes,
oh
God.
Father God, we just thank you for your love, for your mercy, oh God. And Father, we don't take anything for granted, oh God. And glory, I bless your holy name on today. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, glory to
amen.
Your name, oh God.
Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, beloved. So we thank God for that opening prayer. Hallelujah, my God. Amen. And the increase on Sister Latasha's life. Amen. It's impossible to sit up under the anointing and this powerful word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Scriptures and not grow and not change. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I know it changed me. Amen. And I am witnessing the transformation. Amen. In the lives of the people of God. Amen. Well, beloved, today, June 6th, amen, this lesson is coming forth from Joshua chapter 10, verses 1 through 15. Joshua chapter 10, verses 1 through 15, praise God, amen. And I would like for you to, those of you that have the Sunday school books, you could turn there. And those of you that have your Bibles and not the book, turn there. I will be coming from the Word directly today and not just the Sunday school book because God did as I was reading, amen, the Word of God, amen, it became life for me. And I would like to give you what thus says the Lord, amen. And the title of this Sunday school lesson is Joshua Commands the Sun to stand still. Amen. Hallelujah. Joshua commands the sun to stand still. Amen. And so, beloved, let us just begin to read. Amen. Sister Latasha, do you have your Bible? Prophet DJ Williams, how are you this morning? God bless you, woman of God.
Thank
Amen.
You, God bless you.
Amen. Praise God.
No, you I know, don't have my Bible now. Not right.
Okay, that is fine. I'm going to begin to read, amen. Joshua chapter 10, amen, verses 1 through 15. And it reads as this. I'm going to read it into your hearing. And as we're reading, amen, I want you to pay attention to Joshua's relationship to God. Amen. I want you to pay attention to God's voice to Joshua, Joshua's obedience, amen, to God's voice. Amen. And pay attention to the authority that God gave unto Joshua, how Joshua operated in his authority. Amen. And pay attention to when. Amen. Praise God. Pay attention to when. Praise God. Amen. Beloved, because amen. We can be, amen, hallelujah. We can win. Amen. Hallelujah. But it has to be when the Spirit is moving. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. For it is the Spirit of the Lord at the command of God that moves on our behalf. Amen. And so, beloved, let us begin to read. Amen. It says, now it came to pass when Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, had heard how Joshua had taken Ai and had utterly destroyed it, as he had done to Jericho and her king, so he had done to Ai and her king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel and were among them, that they feared greatly because Gibeon was a great city as one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all the men thereof were mighty. Wherefore Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, sent unto Hoham, king of Hebron, and unto Piram, king of Jarmuth, and unto Japhiah, king of Lachish, and unto Debit, king of Eglon, saying, come up unto me and help me that we may smite Gibeon, for it has made peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel. When anyone makes peace with the divine Joshua, he brings upon himself the anger of his companions. Amen. And so, beloved, listen, I said that to remember, that you may remember. Amen. We're reading in a time when Moses, amen, has already transitioned, and God is now with Joshua. Joshua is leading the people of God, amen. So Moses brought the people to the promised land, but it was the great warrior Joshua, amen, that God used as after Moses had passed, amen, to be able to take them over into the land and to obtain as an inheritance the land that God has promised to the children of Israel. Amen. And so as we're reading here, amen, what we're seeing is, amen, from the many wars that God has won, and listen to what I'm saying, God won these wars, amen, the many wars that God has won on behalf of the children of Israel, the onlookers on the outside, the other communities, amen, they are watching, praise God, amen. And the Bible is telling us in these first few verses that they were afraid, amen. And beloved, I want you to know that there's two different types of fear, amen, praise God, hallelujah, because, amen, the other kings feared, amen, but they feared and decided that they want to still be the enemy of who God had blessed, which is Israel, amen. But the Gibeonites feared, amen, and they surrendered, amen, hallelujah, Jesus. They feared and they surrendered, praise God, amen. And as the church, we have to be mindful, amen, that we are the living stones. We are the body of Christ, praise God, amen. And when people come into our company, amen, we host the very Spirit of the Lord, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. And the battles that we have, he wins on our behalf. Amen. There is no way the world should come into the company, amen, and into the presence of the Lord where we are, where we stand, where we fellowship, amen, and not begin to fear or reverence our God, amen, hallelujah, like Gibeon, amen, hallelujah, like the Gibeonites, and want to surrender, praise God, because he's a mighty God. He's a mighty God, amen, hallelujah. He's mighty to save, he's mighty to heal, and he's mighty to deliver. So let's just keep paying attention here, amen, to as we're reading, amen, let us just soak it in, amen, with our faith, praise God, amen. And we have to remember that those that are the enemies, amen, of God, amen, just like we came into Christ, hallelujah, Jesus. He said that the world hated me, the world is going to hate you. I was persecuted, you are going to be persecuted, amen. faith in Christ and being baptized in Christ, amen, brought the enemies of Christ upon us, amen, for we are Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Amen. We are the body and he is the head. Praise God. And so we would have the same enemies. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For the Bible tells us in Revelation that the enemy, he wages war against the remnant of the Lamb. Amen. We are the remnant of the Lamb. Praise God. And so I want to encourage you, beloved, amen, that as we read in this text, amen, I want you to come to the realization, amen, hallelujah, that God has already told us to go beyond your human limitations and boundaries. We want to see how Joshua went past his limitations because God is not limited, amen, that in the midst of this battle, that there were some supernatural divine things that took place in battle, amen, that was not Joshua, amen. And so, beloved, what we want you to do is to be able to tap into the authority and the anointing that is on your life, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just tap in. Joshua, amen, did not just stick with his limitations. He moved beyond his limitations, amen. And we're going to see as we read that as Joshua began to see God work, praise God, he began to speak into that atmosphere, the set atmosphere for victory. He began to speak into the set atmosphere for glory. He began to speak, my God, he began, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, to become one, amen, hallelujah, with all that was going on by way of the Spirit of the Lord, amen, hallelujah. Joshua was bold, my God, hallelujah. He was a mighty man of valor, my God, hallelujah, and so are you, amen, amen, hallelujah. You are mighty in battle, amen, hallelujah. There is not a battle that we cannot win. Why? Because God fights our battles for us, amen. But I want you to pay attention. Joshua had great relationship. He didn't just go into battle. He heard from God, amen, amen, hallelujah. Beloved, this is why we need that fellowship with God, amen, because we don't just want to win. We want relationship, and we want to move with him. There's some battles that he's going to tell you not to fight, praise God. There's some times that he's going to tell you to hold your peace, amen, and don't say nothing, amen, hallelujah. And, beloved, I want you to know that silence is a weapon of warfare. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't have to answer everything. Amen. Hallelujah. But I want you, amen, amen, as we read in this text, to soak it in and begin to let, amen, the power in the word, amen, hallelujah, let it begin to manifest by way of your faith in it, in your life and in your situations, in your circumstance, amen. And it may not be something that we're dealing with right now. It may be something that is coming down the pipeline, because God prepares a word for prepared people, amen. He's going to keep you prepared, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God, praise God. And then it says here, therefore the five kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, the king of Engelam, gathered themselves together and went up, they all and all their hosts, and encamped before Gibeon and made war against it. Amen. And so now they're not even fighting against the children of Israel. They're not foolish. They chose to fight against the Gibeonites. Amen. Hallelujah. Even though the Gibeonites was mighty men of valor. Amen. Hallelujah. Even though they was feared by the other kings came together as a confederation. We know something about the Confederate. Amen. Hallelujah. They came together as a confederation. Amen. They joined their forces together. And because Gibeon surrendered unto the children of Israel, that surrender unto the children of Israel was a surrender unto God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. The other armies, amen, hallelujah, that was once, amen, at peace with them, became at war with them. Amen. And so, beloved, I want you to see here how covenant is very important, because it was Joshua and them that had covenant with the Gibeonites. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. They made covenant with them. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And they had peace with them because of their surrender. Amen. Praise God. And verse 6 says, and the men of Gibeon sent unto Joshua to the camp of Gilead. Beloved, I'm going to ask that you bear with me because the location that I'm in, sometimes my call do drop, but it doesn't stop anything because we jump right back in, praise God, amen. And so we on verse 6, and it says, and the men of Gibeon sent unto Joshua, amen, to the camp to Gilgal, saying, slack not your hand from your servants. Come up to us quickly and save us and help us, for all the kings of the Amorites who dwell in the mountains are gathered together against us, right? Verse 7, so Joshua ascended from Gilgal, amen, he and all the people of war with him and all the mighty men of valor, amen. And so, beloved, I want to ask you, amen, hallelujah, why do you think Gilgal was so important, amen, for the children of Israel, amen? Why do you think Gilgal was so important? Amen. Gilgal was the place of memorial. Amen. Remember Joshua 4:20. Amen. And it says, and those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan, Joshua set up in Gilgal. So Gilgal was the place of memorial. Amen. That was where they crossed over to Jordan and where they took Jericho. Amen. Gilgal was the place of radical obedience. Amen. Joshua 5:2-3 says, so it was when all the kings of the Amorites who were on the west side of the Jordan and all the kings of the Canaanites who were by the sea heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of the Jordan from before the children of Israel until we had crossed over, that their heart melted and there was no spirit in them any longer because of the children of Israel. Amen. Beloved, I want you to know that your enemies are watching, amen, the victories that God has won, amen, in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Gilgal was a special place. Amen. Amen. And beloved, we too have to get to that place. Amen. That place, amen, where the glory is manifested, battles are won. Amen. Listen, that place is our faith in the cross. Amen. That place, amen, is being born of the Spirit. That place is abiding in the Spirit. That place, hallelujah, Jesus, amen. There is a place, amen, hallelujah, where divine happenings are taking place. There is a place, praise God, in the Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Amen, beloved. Amen. Where you're need is being met, where your provision is given. Amen. There is a place of healing. Hallelujah, Jesus. There is a place of overflow, my God. There is a place for you, praise God. And Gilgal was a place where reproach was removed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And they ate of the produce of the land on the day after the Passover, unleavened bread and parched grain on the very same day. Amen. Listen, Gilgal was that place. Amen. Gilgal, hallelujah, was the place of obedience and the remembrance of salvation. You find that in Joshua 5:10, and it says, now the children of Israel camped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month, a twilight on the plains of Jericho. Amen. Hallelujah. It sounds like Gilgal was a place of a set atmosphere. Amen. And beloved, hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Let me continue. Gilgal was a place where they met Jesus Christ in a dramatic way as commander of the Lord's army and took off their sandals in reverence to holy ground. Amen. And you find that in Joshua 5, amen, and 13, amen, through 15. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him, his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" So he said, "No, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshiped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy." And Joshua did so, beloved. Amen. What makes us holy? What makes us holy is that God is present. Amen. Hallelujah. Wherever God is, it is holy. Amen. Hallelujah. I love this reading, beloved, because sometimes we think we holy because of our deeds. Amen. No, you holy because the eternal spirit of God dwelleth within you. Amen. And then God tells you to be holy. Amen. Because he is holy. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, "I'm on the inside of you, and I'm a holy God." He says, "So be who I have made you to be." Amen. Hallelujah. He said, "Live up to the standard." Amen. He said, "Come up just a little bit higher." Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, "Get an understanding through my word." He said, "Come to know of me, learn of me." Hallelujah. Hide my word in your heart. Hallelujah. And walk according to my precepts and my principles. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. And so, beloved, that's why you're holy, praise God. Amen, hallelujah. But we see that Gilgal was a special place, amen, for the children of Israel, amen. And that special place for us is in the spirit, amen, hallelujah, Jesus. For we are not to fight our battles in the flesh, praise God, amen. For any battle to be won must be fought in the spirit. Praise God. God told us that our weapons of warfare is not carnal in nature, but they are what? Mighty in God. Amen. To do what? For pulling down strongholds and casting down imaginations, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Know, amen, your weapon of warfare. Know the tools that he has given unto you now that you are this new creature and this new creation in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time to come up just a little bit. It's time for us to walk in the authority, amen, that God has given unto us. Praise God. Amen. He said that we shall do greater things. Amen. That's what the Christ said. Amen. That we shall do even greater things. Amen. For the same resurrection power that raised up Christ from the dead is in us. Hallelujah. Amen. That same power. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, I want to encourage you, amen, in this walk. Amen. I don't care what it calls itself. Amen. Hallelujah. Because in this text, amen, it was five kings and they had a name. Amen. Today, we're dealing with a lot of different things. Amen. It could be COVID. It could be cancer. It could be HIV, sugar diabetes. It could be poverty. I don't care what it is. I don't care what the enemy is. Praise God. All I know is the mind of God, and the mind of God toward us is that we prosper, and that our soul prosper, that our health prosper, even as our soul prosper. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God has a mind for us to prosper. Praise God. And that's yes. what I know. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. I don't know about anything else. Amen. I know the doctor Amen. May have a report, and there may be some evidence of that. Hallelujah, uh-huh. Jesus. Amen. There may be a financial report, and there may uh-huh. even be some evidence of that. Hallelujah, Amen. Jesus. But Amen. I know what God says. Amen. And so, Amen. Beloved, we have to go beyond our human limitations and Amen. Our human boundaries. Amen. It's time Amen. To take the limits off. Hallelujah. And in Christ, yes. amen. When you're seated in Christ, you rise in power. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes. When you sit in Christ, my God, you rise yes. up in power. That Holy yes. Ghost power. Hallelujah, yes. Jesus. Glory yes. to his name. Praise God. And so, beloved, yes. you got to believe what you say you believe. You got to yes. manifest as the sons of God, in the power of God. You got to stand firm in the faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So glory to his name. So I don't care who the enemy may be, how powerful they may be, how many of them there may be. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God's name. The thing to do is to get in fellowship. Hallelujah. With God. The thing to do is to be still and wait on him in prayer and in supplication. The thing to do, hallelujah, Jesus, is to wait on a word from.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage.
Hallelujah, Jesus. He told Joshua, hallelujah, Jesus, that not one of them, hallelujah, will remain standing, not a man, not before you. That's why I love Psalms 27 and 2. It says, when the wicked, even my enemies and all my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled themselves. Hallelujah, Jesus. They stumbled. Hallelujah. And they fell. Hallelujah, Jesus. You can look for the enemy to stumble. You can look for the enemy to fall down. You can look for the victory of the Lord.
Thank you,
for
Jesus.
He is mighty in battle. Hallelujah, Jesus. You can look. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Beloved, God is doing something in your life. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. And even where we are today, gathered in his name on the conference line, he is in our midst. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And he's mighty. I don't know what's going on in your life, but he's here to shift your perspective today. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're not going to leave this line in the very presence of God. Unchanged, my God. Your perspective will change. Your faith will increase. There is another level of glory being released unto you now. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is working in your heaven. I said another level of glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, there's one thing you got to know. Even as we begin to continue to read, there's going to be a time in the text when God, hallelujah, began, hallelujah, to fight alongside Joshua. Joshua and them is fighting, and God began to rain down hailstorm. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, oh God. And Joshua got real bold. He said, this must be the work of the Lord. Joshua saw that the sun was about to go down, but he wanted to complete this battle. Joshua looked up to the galactic kingdom. That's the sun, the moon, and the stars. Hallelujah, Jesus. How many of you know that if the sun don't turn on its axis, hallelujah, Jesus, the moon ain't coming up. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Joshua looked up to the galactic kingdom, and he knew he had authority because in Job, God said to Job, have you ever set the day spring in its place? Have you ever told the sun what to do? Have you ever told the sun to take hold of the four corners of the earth and shake evil out of its illegal places? One thing I learned by reading Genesis, my God, that God gave man dominion. Hallelujah, Jesus. And even though man laid it down in that garden, when Jesus, hallelujah, he was bruised. Hallelujah, Jesus. And hallelujah. And he went down in that grave. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And he preached liberty to the captive there. And the dead saint was seen. Hallelujah, Jesus. All in the earth. Hallelujah. Jesus bruised the head of the serpent. Hallelujah. And he came up with his keys to Hades and hell. All power. All power. All power.
more power.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Beloved, you got to know this thing for yourself.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Joshua saw that there was something supernatural and divine happening. He saw that the atmosphere was suitable for some miracles. Hallelujah. And so he looked up, and God honored his word.
Ooh.
He said for the sun to stand still. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And the sun did not move. The sun did not come down. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Walk up. Your authority, hallelujah. You have authority in the galactic kingdom. You have authority over principalities and powers. You have authority, hallelujah, Jesus. My God, hallelujah.
Yes.
Even in the animal kingdom, for it was Elijah, hallelujah, when the king sees them and calls them bald head, that the Bible said that there was an animal that came out of the animal kingdom and devoured. Hallelujah. There was a time when people would not dare to come and say anything about the church. There was a time, hallelujah, when they was quiet, did not drink on the church steps, did not smoke, did not curse. There was a time when there was a fear of the Lord in the earth. But God, arise and make your enemies scattered. Arise and do it like you did it in the day of Joshua. Do it like you did in the day of Apostle William Brown. Do it again, Jesus. Show yourself mighty. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let the fear of the Lord be in the earth again. Raise up your people. Stir them up, oh God, to stand on your word, to knowing that there is nothing that is too hard for God. Beloved, I know this is Sunday school, but there is nothing that is too hard for God. You're not walking according to your kingdom privileges. You are beneath it. You will not even take the authority that has been given unto you. There was many times I went to God about things, and he said, I gave you the authority. I gave you this. Why do you keep coming back to me when I gave you the authority? Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Amen. Amen.
Authority. To cast down imagination. No, I'm sorry, devil. I'm not losing my mind today. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Authority.
Amen.
Now stronghold. Hallelujah. Only the Holy Ghost is going to be the stronghold that work in the Lord gems of my mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Authority,
you,
beloved. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But you have to get in that place where you abide. Head, head, in him.
Come on,
see, because Gilgal was that place. For the children of Israel, where many battles was won. It was their place when they stayed in the manna, in the quail, and they began to eat up the plenty and the increase of the land. Gilgal was that place, hallelujah. My God, my God.
God.
We serve a God of covenant. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, he's a covenant God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he's going to perform what he says. He's going to hasten to perform his promises. But he wants his people to believe again. He wants you to believe past your limitations. He wants you to believe past what you can do within your account, your medicine. He wants you to believe. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To believe on Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Believe. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 The watchmen to watch this city. But if God don't keep this city, hallelujah, the builder could build the house. But if the Lord don't build the house, hallelujah.
Tell it.
Oh, glory God, hallelujah.
The
Spirit say, get in that place.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Be able to discern that the glory is present.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Speak it to the glory.
Jesus.
If you speak it to the glory, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The glory is created. my God, my
word
Lord,
is the
Jesus.
Glory is creator power.
The glory, the glory. My God.
My Fiandoro. But the Spirit will make it light. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, glory to his name. The
glory.
But the Spirit, Kuriandere,
both.
Oh, hallelujah.
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 There is a word from the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. My God, the word, the word. Oh, believe, believe. Hey, I am my Savior. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Even right now, you
now.
Are, God is taking the limits off. Hallelujah. Because your faith is ready. How can we do it? Only with the Lord. Those things are impossible for
yes,
man.
Yes.
How can we do it?
Jesus.
Only with the Lord. Only with the Lord.
Oh,
glory, 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 glory,
glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory,
glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory,
glory,
glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory,
glory, glory, glory,
glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory,
Yes, he is the word.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory
oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, God. A force
yes.
to be reckoned with. Oh, Kobo Sandere. Kuriandere Bo Sanda. Oh, Kobo Sanda. For the Christ is mighty in battle. Oh, Kobo Sandere. Ekere Bo Sanda. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Holy God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Give him glory, beloved. Give him praise. Give him praise.
Yes.
Give him praise.
Glory
to
your name,
oh
God.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, the sun will never settle on you again. The sun will never care. Their sun did it. For you got the true light.
Hey, Abobosia. Hey, Condoriosia.
You don't have to worry about the battle. Oh, Kobo.
Hey.
Jesus. Hallelujah. The sun will never set on you again because you got the S-O-N. You got the true light, Kaba. And he lights the heart of men, and you shall not stumble. You shall not stumble. The sun will never set on your battle. You can't do nothing but win. It's not, listen, darkness will not take over. My God, my God. Believe it and receive it. 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 Believe it. Believe it and receive it. Your path is lit. Your mind is lit. Your spirit is light. You are children of light. Everything about you is illuminated. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it.
Thank you, Jesus. Victory is yours. There's a new sound of rejoicing coming out of Hallelujah, New Jerusalem. Because victory is ours. Victory. There is a new sound there, Quebec. See, that sound is praise. Ka-ba-ba-ba-ba. That sound is rejoicing. That sound is worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are to worship him and reverence him like you know. Like you know, Kaba. That there is not a battle that he cannot win. God is not in the losing business. He is not in the losing business. Hallelujah. The only battle that he'll lose is failing. He won't fail, Kaba. He can't fail. Praise God. Hallelujah. So just trust God. And some of you feel like you're in a season of waiting. Amen? Don't get tired of waiting. Don't get tired of waiting. Because while you're waiting, you're getting to know him. Waiting on the Lord is not stagnation. It's not stagnation. It's preparation. Because in that time of waiting, you are in fellowship. And that is where you get to know God, the mind of God. And that is where you get to know the provision of the Lord and the instruction in righteousness. Amen. If you are waiting, you should be learning of him. Hallelujah. Amen. My God, you should not be murmuring or complaining. Amen. Kicking and falling out, having tantrums. That is your time to learn. That is your time to fellowship with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. It is not a place of stagnation, but a place of preparation. Hallelujah. A place of preparation. Amen. This is a prepared word for a prepared people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Korobo Sunday. And beloved, this is Sunday school. Amen. And y'all continue to read, amen, Joshua 10 on your own. And let the word become life for you. And pay attention to how Joshua, amen, saw the glory of God. Amen. With the hailstones falling, heaven's provision entered into the battle. And then he began to speak on behalf of God. He began to speak and told the sun to stand still. He began to walk in the authority given unto him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And beloved, that's how we have to know that we know. Hallelujah, Jesus. Speaking to the glory. Glory in word equals creativity. Ka-ba-ba-ba-ba. You got to do it while you're in the spirit. Ka-ba. There may be a battle that you're fighting. Amen. And when God manifests, you're supposed to take that battle there. Deal with it there. Prayer, supplication. Deal with it there. Speak to it. Command it. Deal with it there. You got to be able to discern the move of the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we are together gathering and God is healing, don't sit like a bump on a log. Hallelujah. The glory has manifested. Things are happening. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Heaven is doing something. And heaven wants to do something for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Heaven
Amen.
Wants to do something for you.
Glorious.
Hallelujah,
Ooh.
Jesus. Heaven wants to do something for
Hallelujah.
You. Oh, korobo sandere. Kidiandere bo sandere kere bo san. Let your faith. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Not be in things, but let it be in the Christ. Know
Amen.
What that is. My daughter asked me a question today. She said, Mommy, how do you feel about this? I said, I don't feel no kind of way because my trust is in the Lord. Concerning your life, my trust is in God finishing the work that he started. Whatever journey mm-hmm. you're on, I know that my God is able. I begin to speak into her atmosphere. Hallelujah, yes, Jesus. I got prayers up in heaven that even if I don't live to see all of them manifested, amen, I'm still manifesting in the prayers of my great-grandmother and my aunts and my mother. I'm still manifesting uh-huh. in those prayers, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. If I have to leave here, I'm going to leave here believing that it is so.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes,
I'm going to leave here believing. Hallelujah.
Yes, it
not wavering
yes.
in the faith. Trust.
Believe.
In God. My trust.
Yes.
Not in you, but in him doing what he said
yes.
that he's going to do. So it wasn't the children of Israel that won this battle. Who won the battle? The Lord. The Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord delivered
mm-hmm.
the enemy into their hand. And God will deliver your enemy into your hand. Amen. Not one will be left standing. Whatever the enemy of your soul is, receive it in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, time is running out here. Amen. And we thank God. Amen. Hallelujah for the word today. Amen. This is Sunday school. I'm going to ask, amen, that Prophet Deidre Williams, amen, that she close us out in prayer from Sunday school. And, beloved, at 1:05, we're going to be back on the online for Spirit and Truth worship service. Hold fast to this word. Amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. This word came with a provision to fulfill God's purpose. And playing in your life. Heaven is doing something. Heaven is working. The Holy Spirit is working. God is working. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Holy all times and let his praise continuously be in your heart. When your enemy and foe come against you to eat up your flesh, they shall stumble and fall. And though a host that camp round about you in this one thing, be confident. Behold the beauty of the Lord. Hallelujah. He has already given us his word, and it shall be as he said it is. In Jesus' name, we're blessed to think heaven is ready to move on our behalf, because he said it, I believe it, I receive it, and it is so in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. And Father, we thank you for the apostle laying forth her face at your feet, getting up with a word from the Lord Jesus the Christ, and feeding and pouring into our cups, that we may drink the living water, that we may grow stronger and stronger in the will, that your manifestation of glory, as it is in heaven, shall be in the earth. And the battle has already been won, for you told us to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord Jesus the Christ. Never loses a battle. Hold still and see my salvation, the enemy shall be no more. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for all that you're doing and blessing our apostle. Continue to keep her humble, thirsty, and hungry
Hallelujah.
For your will, that she may continue to echo what it is you've placed in her heart. Keep her safe from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, her family members, oh God, and let her keep her eyes steady on you, that we may be a blessing to go wherever it is
You've anointed our feet to go, that you may be glorified in the earth as you are in heaven. In Jesus' name, prepare our hearts for the next service. In Jesus' name, we receive it. Good ground, for the good word is holy and acceptable. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Now God be loved, beloved.